the CEO of artificial intelligence company Anthropic.
We need to work together between companies and the government to better manage that time of disruption and bring better prosperity smoothly to all.
Dario Amodei's company has been working with the American government. It was the only large language model being used in classified U.S. networks. That relationship is now at risk. Reuters reporting that U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth told Amodei in a meeting Tuesday Anthropic must ease restrictions on how the military can use its AI. Anthropic is refusing to let its systems be used for autonomous weapon targeting or to conduct U.S. domestic surveillance. Hegseth is threatening to label the company as a supply chain risk, effectively banning it from working with the government or invoking the Defense Production Act to force Anthropic to give in. Hegseth argues U.S. law is sufficient.
I fully support that strike. I would have made the same call.
The U.S. government attacked several boats it claims were carrying drugs, striking twice in one attack. Democrats have called the strikes illegal. A researcher says current laws governing war aren't sufficient for technology that identifies targets, even attacks them without human oversight.
And these sort of norms that were created, you know, decades, something like 50 years ago, did not anticipate the type of technology that we have now.
Branka Marion says AI finding, selecting, and engaging targets clouds responsibility, so the conversation is too important to be private. Reuters reports a Pentagon source says Anthropic has until 5 p.m. Friday Eastern Time to respond to Hegseth's requests.